Let's face it, virtual reality has been a bust. YouTube as much as kind of admitted the truth, but it's giving VR one last-ditch effort to revive the concept. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you are listening to Talking Tech. My Reality, virtual reality headsets that let you play games and see the world up, down, left, and right have not caught on. They're too expensive and too much of a novelty. But even worse has been those 360-degree videos on YouTube and Facebook, the majority of which get seen on smartphones. When's the last time you flicked your screen to see more of the image of someone on a roller coaster or a dramatic scene from Africa? If you're like me, it was probably back in 2016, if at all. So here's YouTube's solution, VR 180, a more limited version of VR that lets you watch the same high-octane VR content that's being produced, but in a flat, linear version on your phones where it will look cool. If you want to see more of the action and move the screen from left to right and top to bottom, YouTube assures us that by donning a VR headset like the $15 Google Cardbox, we'll be able to get the full experience. But don't hold your breath. The new videos have to be produced on new cameras, which won't come to consumers until December. There's one professional model out now, the Zcam, and YouTube is offering to lend it to video makers to start working with them over the summer. VR was a great idea, like 3D TV or Google Glass, that was either ahead of their time or just not ready for prime time. In a headset, I admit it, it can look great. But who wants to wear a headset? Your thoughts? Write me a Twitter, at Jefferson Graham, or email me, jgraham@usatoday.com. Thanks for listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher.